going to show that we belong to the truth. The truth is Jesus. We're followers of him. We love him with our whole heart. We love Christ. So we are in the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before God. We'll have the confidence that we love thy neighbor as thyself. We'll have the confidence when we stand before God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lamb. John 13:35, it says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, and if you have loved one another. Oh, Lord, gracious Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Let your word heal. Let your word deliver. Let your word set the captive free. I love you, and Jesus does too. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Brevel or to send a love offering, go to $ShalondaNobles. That's $ShalondaNobles. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We magnify your name. We love you, Lord. Father, we ask that you would have mercy and that your grace is sufficient, and we thank you for it. Lord, we ask for your peace, that it abide in us and be multiplied to us in our lives. Father, we pray that you touch every heart, every spirit, and every soul, every mind in this place, Lord, that we may be able to serve you with our minds. Lord, if there's any thought or any high thing that have exalted itself this morning above the knowledge of God, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray that you give me clarity of thought, that you give me precision of speech. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer, and let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, and prosperity to all that hear and believe it. Father, we thank you now. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses, it cures, covers, and connects us to you. We thank you for the word of God that strengthens and sustains us. We thank you for the Holy Ghost of God that gives to us what belongs to you and guides us on this journey called life. Father, we thank you. And Father, after you've touched and done whatever you want to do in this service, Father, we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and the praise. We'll be careful to join in, Lord God, with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy God, and your glory fills the earth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Hallelujah. I want to use for a thought this morning. Membership has its privileges. Amen. Membership has its privileges. There, amen. We got to understand that God said, I want my glory to be revealed. And so the tribulation, the pressure that I experience, amen, it brings about the glory. Look at this. He said, knowing this. I don't want to get too far ahead. I want to make sure you understand. He said, knowing. We got to know something. Mm-hmm. We have to be confident that tribulation is working for us. We go into things not knowing. We go into things without hope. But when you're a member, you don't have to worry. Because he said all things, Romans 8, work together for the good of them that love God until the what? Called according to his purpose. those that love God. He said, I got something good in store for you. Everything that you deal with, everything that you go through is going to work out for your good. Now, I don't know how. You need to ask God how. But I know it will work out for your good. He said, if God before, he said, what shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? What do I say to my trouble? What do I say to my circumstances? What do I say to these things? What do I say to my problems? What do I say to my pain? What do I say to my discouragement when it's right there in my face and I'm trying to look around it and the devil said, no, I'm making sure you see what's wrong. I'm making sure you see what's not happening in your life. What do I say to these things? I step back and I say, if God be for us, who can be against us? In other words, if God be for me, everybody else might as well be, because I'm a winner. If you can't beat them, you might as well join them. So be a member. Oh, hallelujah. We have to understand membership has its privileges. God will fight your battle. God will open up doors. God will make a way. Anybody here believe that today? We got to understand the tribulation, the pressure that we experience. That pressure is only because God is trying to get you to a place. When I remember the Bible says that when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says the word Gethsemane means olive press. And so when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death, and he was under great pressure, and the Bible says that he sweated as great drops of blood, and he prayed that night, and he said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Anybody know that the olive that was being pressed in that place that day was his soul? He was so pressed and so under pressure that God's grace and his glory that was on the inside manifested on the outside, so that when he was arrested, he was able to heal a man's ear that was came to arrest him. He was able to speak and say, I am he. Don't fight. Let me go with him. Come on and say amen. He was so under the anointing and so oiled down because he was pressured. He was the glory of God oozed out of him, and he was so oily that when they took him to beat him, he never said a mumbling word. When they took and plucked out his beard, slapped him in the face, he said, I'm here for this reason, and I know what I have to go through, and I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to say, turn back the hands of time. If I can just do something different, I wouldn't come to Jerusalem. I'll stay down in Cana of Galilee. I wish I had somebody. We got to quit regretting what God has taken us through, because the trial of your faith, oh, come on and say amen, the trial of our faith worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. Do I have anybody? We need to see what Jesus did. He was so all down with the presence of God that when he did go through death, death couldn't hold him. He slipped back into life. Do I have anybody here? We were so all down that he slipped right into hell and nobody noticed, and got everybody free, all them down with the presence of God. They came out of hell, went to the grave, and all of a sudden on day three he got up early and they got up with him. Come on and say amen. They slipped out of death, but he said, hold on, it's not time for that yet. I wish I had somebody here that understood tribulation. We ought to have tribulation. Tribulation is just pressure. And what does pressure do? Pressure is here to test your integrity, to see how strong you are. Pressure is here to show you that you're able to handle it. Amen. When you pressurize and do a pressurized test of something, you got to pressurize it and test it like the boilers at work. You got to test it to make sure that if they get under a certain amount of pressure, that it'll still be safe to operate. Preach anyway. You got to understand that it's safe to operate even under pressure. Some of us don't want to go to church. Some of us don't want to praise God, don't want to pray. It's still safe to operate even while I'm under pressure. It's just testing my integrity, and I'm here to show it, whatever's testing me, that I'm able to stand because of the grace of God, or because of the glory of God that rests upon me. Oh yeah, his angel encamps all about me. So why should I worry about what's going on in my life? I need to know that my tribulation or my pressure is only there so that I can show the glory of God that's down on the inside of me.
Y'all don't let me, I ain't gonna finish this. Hallelujah. He said patience. Look at this. He said knowing. We got to know this. We got to know tribulation works patience. And when we talk about patience, patience is just endurance. It's just fortitude, constancy. It is to be perseverant. And it means to be steadfast. And so when I have patience, patience helps me to be able to endure whatever it is I'm going through. The word persevere, it means to overcome obstacles along the way. And so there is some obstacles that's going to get in my way. Even if I have tribulation, I know these obstacles are in my way. I learn how to run this race with patience. I learned that not only am I to run this race with patience, but I'm going to let patience have her perfect work. Let me tell you once again, patience is a her, because Sarah is the mother of patience and Abraham the father of faith. And when you get faith and patience together, it produces the promise of God. Do I have anybody here? We got to learn how to let patience, who carried a baby 9 months, patience, who allowed her body to get stretched out of proportion, patience, who allowed the pains of birthing to come, but she was willing and ready to go through all of that so that she can get what God had in store for her. And that's what patience does for you. Patience make you wait when you don't feel like it. Patience make you say, okay, I know this sickness got to stop. You know how it is when you first get pregnant, ladies, you know, and you have morning sickness. You say, I'll be glad when I get past this point, because you know at some point that's going to stop. Oh, come on and say amen. You got to know that it's something that you'll start to crave, and hopefully it's the word of God. When you're patient, you get the word of God. You crave the word of God. You look at things that are happening in your life and say, it's not going to be like this always. I know that it's only for an appointed time that I got to go through this. Only for an appointed time that I got to feel what I'm feeling inside of me, and then it's going to be outside of me. I wish I had somebody here. Oh, come on and say glory to God. He says not only does patience, the tribulation work patience, but then when you have patience, it works experience. What is experience? Experience means the character, the integrity, the strength gained through it all. I wish I had somebody. I got integrity. I got character. In other words, I care how I act while I'm going through. Character. Come on and say hallelujah. And so I go through my troubles and I go through my trials, but I get strengthened. I get strong. Amen. I go through all of this stuff, but when I go through, I don't complain, because I got patience. I got good character. I got integrity. So when I go through all this stuff, I can really sing Marvin Sapp now. I never would have made it without you. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Anybody? So much better. Anybody here feel like Marvin Sapp today? I've been going through for a while, Pastor, but I feel myself getting stronger. I feel myself getting wiser. Do I have anybody that say, I'm kind of like the man that when he went out, he said, I'm going out and I'm going to plow this field. His father said, go ahead, son, and plow it. And all of a sudden, he got to a place where this large rock was in the way. And he said, Daddy, I can't get past this rock. His daddy didn't move. He pushed on the rock. Every day he pushed on the rock. And then finally the rock moved. And that day the daddy went out to sea. He said, Daddy, you didn't come when I needed you. He said, why didn't you come when I wanted you to help me? He said, son, I would have came earlier, but I think that you needed to be strengthened. So I left the rock in your way. And he was able to look at himself. He said, no wonder my muscles started to develop. The more I pushed on it, the stronger I got. And sometimes that's how God is. It's not that God is not there with you. It's that he's not going to help you until you get a little bit stronger. Then he can tell you why you had to push. What is pushing? Pray until something happens. I need to be pushing now while I'm going through troubles. I need to be pushing while I go through pain. Do I have anybody that said, I'm here to push a little harder? Push a little harder. Come on. I've been made stronger through my experience. I experienced God in such a way that I would not have known God except I went through this. I've been sick in my body. I wouldn't have known he was a healer except I became sick. I've been bound up and wouldn't have known that he he was a deliverer, except he delivered me. I've been friendless, and I didn't know that he was a friend that stick closer than any brother. If I didn't have friends to leave me, do I have anybody here that say, I've been motherless? That's me. And I would not have known that he'll be a mother to the motherless unless I had lost my mother. Do I have anybody here that say, I'm a member and I understand that membership has its privileges? And then look at this, verse four, said patience, experience. And then what does experience give me? Experience gives me a hope. And this is a different kind of hope. This is not a hope like a desire or want, but this is a hope that says I got confidence. Do I have anybody here that say I got anticipation about what God is going to do? When you have experience in God, then you start expecting something. I just expect God to do it. It surprised me that he ain't came yet. It surprised me that he hadn't healed me yet. I'm surprised that I still got high blood pressure, because the Lord said with his stripes I'm healed. Do I have anybody here? Say, I'm pretty surprised that God hadn't delivered me yet, because he said he would by his word. He sent his word to me. Do I have anybody here that say, I'm surprised that he hadn't done it yet, because I know that the Lord will. Do I have anybody here that said, look at this, preacher, I'm right there with you, that through all my experience, I got hope. Do you have hope? I got expectation. Not only do I have expectation, but I got confidence that God will do it. I feel like the three Hebrew boys that when they were being thrown in the fiery furnace, they said, don't worry about us. He said, even if God's not going to do it, that doesn't mean that he's not able. If he don't deliver us, he's still God. He's still good. Do I have anybody that said, even if I got to live with this, I know God is still God, and he's still good. Do I have anybody that say, I got hope? And then verse 5 says, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We have members. As members of the body, we have privileges. Privileges of goodness. Privileges of grace. Privilege to experience the glory of God. When I go through, I shine. Oh, come on and say amen. And then not only that, but I have the privilege of being gifted by God. Look at what he says here. He said, in hope, make it not ashamed. In other words, I don't have to be discouraged because I got hope. I'm not going to be made shame because God won't disappoint me. He'll make a way for me where it seemed to be no way. God won't disappoint me. He'll open up doors that man slammed in my face. Better yet, he don't have to open up doors, because he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing I don't have room enough to receive. I'm so glad that there are more room, more windows in a house than there are doors. Because when man shut a door, God opens up a window. If you're a member, come on. If you have membership privileges, come on and praise his name. I got confidence that God loves me. Perfect love cast out all fear. Because God loves me, I don't fear anything. Because God loves me, I shall not want. That's what David was saying when he wrote Psalm 23. Because I got a good shepherd, and the shepherd loves me. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Yea, though I walk. Anybody here been walking through the valley? Had some loved ones to die. I felt like I was in the valley of the shadow of death. But one thing I like about that is there can't be a shadow if there wasn't some light. So the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my my life. Whom shall I be afraid when the enemy, even my enemies, came to eat up my flesh? They stumbled and fell. Though a host should arise against me, this one thing I do. Oh, come on and say yes. One thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and inquire in his temple. Anybody here realize today that we're in a place where we get gifting of the God of God? I've been gifted by God. Not because I'm greater than anybody, but you get gifted too because you're members with privileges. He said in verse 5, he said, I'm not ashamed because of the love of God being shed abroad. In other words, his love, his agape, his sacrificial love is given to me in abundance. He got so much love for me that he loved me out of sin. He got so much love for me that he love the hell right out of me. Preach anyway. He got so much love for me that he loved me right past my haters. He got so much love for me that he loved me through all the stuff, all my stinking thinking, all the bad intentions. God said, I love you. I love you. I love you. As the Bible says, what can separate us? That's Romans 8 again. From the love of God. Oh, come on and say amen. Can tribulation, come on and say hallelujah. Can perils, can nothing separate us from the love of God? Anybody here understand we can't be separated, not because you love him, but because he loves you. Do I have anybody that say, I can't be separated? You can't pull me from his love. I don't care what the devil tried to do to you. God still loves you. Don't care how bad off you've been. God still loves you. Oh, come on and say amen. I wish I had somebody that said nothing can separate me from the love of God. I wish I had somebody. Oh, come on and say glory. Shall height, shall death, shall any other creature separate me from the love of God? In other words, there's nothing in creation that can move God's love. God's love is solid. God's love is there. I wish I had somebody. I have a privilege that I want to share with you, and my privilege is I'm loved by God. I got so much love that he shine on me. I got so much love that he makes me look good when I really ain't good. I got so much love that he makes me look great while I'm going through tribulation. He anoints me. I wish I had somebody that say, I feel like you, preacher. I feel good about the love of God. Anybody found a love? I remember the old songs they used to say, I found a love, but love found me when I was in sin, far from the peaceful shore. His love lifted me. Do I have anybody? Say yeah. Say yes. He said, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, is given unto us. In other words, he's gifted us not only with his love, but he's gifted us with the glory of the third person of the Trinity that's down on the inside. And why does he give us him? He gives us the Holy Ghost so that we'll realize that we're sealed up by God, and you can't break the seal. I wish I had somebody. I've been stamped with the seal of approval that God said, it's all right. I wish I had somebody. I want to tell you today, no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad it's been, I got a feeling. Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right for not just me, but for you too. If you believe that with me, won't you say yeah, say yeah. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's given me the Holy Ghost. Why do I have the Holy Ghost? Not so I can just speak in tongues. Not so I can run around the church. So I can show people the love of God. When I can't love my enemy, the Holy Ghost say, you better love him. I get a nudge from the Holy Ghost. He's the paracletos. He's the one that helped me when I can't help myself. When I don't feel like getting up, he said, you better get up and get back in line. He said that a good man, if he falls seven times, he gets back up. He reminds me of what God has said about me. I got the Holy Ghost. When they slap me on one cheek, I don't want to fight them, but I turn the other cheek, and I do that because I got the Holy Ghost. When my enemies, when they despitefully use me, I pray for them because I got the Holy Ghost. Anybody here say, I got the Holy Ghost? I just prayed for some enemies this morning. I got the Holy Ghost. When my enemy needs water, I give him water to drink. When he needs bread, I give him bread to eat, because I got the Holy Ghost. Anybody here say, I got the Holy Ghost? And since I got the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to hate you. I'm going to love you. Since I got the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to curse you. I'm going to pray for you. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Ain't he all right? I say, ain't he all right? Anybody here? It's a privilege to be able to love people when they roll their eyes at you. It's a privilege to be able to smile at them and bless them a little bit when they talked about you, when they mean bad for you. God will look at you and say, how you gonna handle it? I'm gonna handle it like you. WWJD, what would Jesus do? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My resurrection is coming. Do I have anybody? Say yeah. Say yeah. Anybody here feel like me now? That every time I turn around, the Lord, say the Lord, keeps on blessing me. Say yes. Say yeah. I'm here to let you know, if I look at how Joseph, how he went through his troubles, his brothers threw him in his pit, his cousins sold him to his other cousins, took him over to the Egypt. He went into Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife lied on him, down in the prison. Come on and say yes here. And then he went from prison to the palace. But what I realized when I was reading that, I realized something there. Joseph is Jesus. Jesus was sold out. Jesus went through trial after trial. But when he came out, he was just as Pharaoh, king and God, all at the same time. He had power over who fed the land. Feed me, Jesus, till I want no more. His brothers went to him and said, we need some food. Didn't know it was Joseph. Many of us don't know it's God, but he's the one feeding us. Many of us don't know it's God, but he's the one that prepared a place for us. Do I have a witness? But what I love about the story that God shared with me is that Benjamin represents us. If Joseph represents Jesus. You see, Joseph never saw Benjamin. He was born after Joseph was, come on, he was born and grew up after Joseph had become a man. And some of us don't understand that Joseph's encounter was his death, because they took a bloody coat and said, your son has died. But then he wasn't really dead. He got out of the pit, ended up at a palace. Do I have anybody? Ended up sitting on a throne. Hadn't seen his little brother since his resurrection from the pit. Do I have anybody? When I look at that whole thing, we are all Benjamites. What do you mean, preacher? Because he said, bring me Benjamin. I want to see him. And so what God did, he called us to Jesus while he sat on the throne. Do I have anybody that say, come boldly to the throne of grace and I'll give you mercy? Say yeah. Say yeah. I feel like Benjamin. That's where the kings came from. That's where the fighters came from. I feel like Benjamin because I've seen my brother. Now I know who he is. You got to understand something. He gave Benjamin a worthy portion. He stored a lot in Benjamin's sack.